And if you don't mind, can I get your first and last name, please, sir?
Well, Munyon.
Okay. And how would I spell the last name?
Munyon.
Okay. And Ralph, what did you do? What did you do during World War II?
I was in the Marine Infantry.
Okay. Now, were you drafted or did you enlist?
Well, I enlisted, volunteered. And I had a farm deferment, farm. And then I talked my older brother to coming back and helping Dad. And I volunteered for the Marine Corps because I thought they had it made.
Yeah, they got better rations, didn't they?
Yeah, we didn't have everything limited here.
What kind of rations could you get more of?
Oh, I could. We got quite a bit of when we was in the States here. Australian mutton.
Oh yeah, was that good?
It wasn't too bad. You could see them haul it in on, well, they haul it in on ships, of course. Then they just throw it on top of these big trucks, froze, and guys would crawl on top and they haul it in and put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, how long did you spend? Now, did you go to, say, Camp Pendleton before you went overseas?
Yeah, after boot camp, we went to Camp Pendleton. Supposed to go for 2 months, I think, but we was only there about 6 weeks. And they come along. We just moved to another spot there. And they decided, I guess, they needed us over there. So we loaded up in San Diego and went to San Francisco for about a week, I think we sat there. And then they got in with another convoy and headed for Hawaii then. Run into a storm there. They about set that old ship on ends. I got sick. And then we took off. They wouldn't let us off the ship though there. Then we took off and went over to Mariana Islands, I think it was. Sat there for a few days and they let us off ship there. And just about all of us got a bad sunburn.
Well, I can imagine.
Some of them got off and went on duty to help with the different jobs there while we was there, but I didn't. It was. And then we went on to Guam on the day. Well, I think it was the day before Christmas we landed in Guam.
Oh, really? Was it, even though it was December, it was still pretty hot
Oh,
there?
yeah, it was hot in Guam, yeah. Hot. It cooled off at night, though. You could sleep under a blanket. We slept in tents.
Oh, did you?
And you could pull on your blankets at night.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the tents had, there wasn't any sides drilled down. They had them all out.
And what did you do over in Guam?
We just went training for infantry.
Oh, really?
Training. And then I think it's first part of February sometime. I think they landed on Iwo Jima on the 19th February, and I could be off. And we loaded this supplies, ammunition, big cannons and howitzers and trucks, and we had a few other deals on there. But I was lucky I didn't have to handle the ammunition cases with 150 pounds. And I got down in a hole where they let these trucks, four by eights down in there. And you had to have ropes to guide them. And I got in that hole. Somebody else, some of the guys got me over there, and then this guy came looking for me. We rolled a lot of hay out of hay racks, you know, rolled it up on him. And I was the only guy without tie knots. So he said, so I was there, and then we unloaded it all, and I did the same thing. And then they sent us ashore.
Now you were over in Iwo Jima too,
Yeah,
correct?
he was where we went.
Oh, okay. And what was that like?
Well, we come in that after we got the ship unloaded, we went in that night. It was about, I think, 10 days after they did. had it baited it to start with, so we didn't. But we marched, went out. First night we slept under them old cannons, 105's, Hauser, 155's, I don't know, they put it right under the front of them. We didn't get much sleep. 3 o'clock, they got us up and we marched up through there, the front lines, and replaced another. I don't know just who we did replace up in there, but they was coming out, we was going in. And that was about 2 weeks, I think, we was on the front line there before we finally made it to the shore. And there was only 7 of us left then out of 30-some. It was marching. And then, well, then they set up showers for us, and we got on this. We was there 3 or 4 days, I guess, and then we got on this ship and headed back to Guam. And landed on, well, I always joke about that, I was lucky, Hans. It was blackout, the ship on deck, you blacked out. You couldn't come up on tops. But I got lucked out a time or two to, I guess just once, to where the latrines was, and you had to see, they cut one door and then you open another door to the light. You had to, that one closed. I think there was about 15, 20 latrines lined up there in a row of stools. And that old shit, and I saved the first one for me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Sick, that ship just was. I said if they hit it with it one, they'd have sank it, I think. When I go on Easter evening, I think it was the first April when we landed on Guam. Easter evening. We didn't have our clothes with it, just what we had in the sea bag and stuff. About one change of dungarees, and that was about it.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember what it was like hearing that the U.S. had won the war?
Yes, I remember that very good. We was 10. I think it was 10 o'clock. We just lights out, sprawled in bed, pulled our mosquito nets over us, and we heard this big racket. It was coming from the airport. And it just come down the line. You hear, couldn't tell what it was then, but when it got down to us, the war is over. War is over. Everybody went berserk, jumped up and started marching and their skivvies. And I lucked out again there. I got to guard the latrines there, the buildings, because somebody might set them on fire or something, get carried away. So I had to guard them again. And well, we went to, after that, part of the 3rd Marine Division come back, and I didn't have enough days over there yet. So they transferred us into the 11th Motor Battalion. And we loaded up, went to China, Tenzin, China. And we was there 6 weeks, and then we went into, they kept trading it. We went into, well, it was Peking then. Well, it was motor transport and trucks, and we hauled a lot of coal and stuff up there. We had, most of the time, we had Japanese later people to load the trucks. Once in a while, they had the Japan people there loading them. And it didn't take long. Japan was a lot better at it than them Chinese. They just...
Oh, really?
They hauled a lot of that coal. And Chinese would get a sack over their shoulder to walk up 3 or 4 flights of stairs, some of them hotels, to get that up there. Spit and blood most of the way. And then they load us from there. Loaded up in China and headed back for the United States.
What was it like coming back to the United States?
Well, we was on landing ship tank, small ship. Wasn't too many of us on there. We drove our trucks on there. And but we had it pretty good. You'd get up and 10 o'clock and go down and get your breakfast if you wanted. But slow. And one of the ships was busting up, so we had to stop in Hawaii, and they welded on it for about a week, I guess, before they got it ready to go again. And we loaded up and come back. Unloaded our trucks, drove them out in the middle of the desert there somewhere, and crawled out of them, and I was wondering if they're still sitting there.
What was it like when you got to go back to South Dakota then?
It was great. We went back, took trucks, and then we went back, and a lot of us didn't have any dress coats or nothing. We had a hard time getting any liberty because we didn't have any blouses or dress coats. We had to borrow one for somebody or something, or then I guess we bitched so much that they let us wear our field jackets.
Oh, really?
Gone liberty.
Oh, yeah.
And after a while, they gave us a ticket home on that. Well, they gave me a busman and some other ones that was coming to Mole Bridge in that area.
Oh, sure.
We was able to trade them bus tickets home for the train.
Oh, yeah.
That flyer, you probably don't know, you remember flyer that went through Mole Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Passenger train it was.
Sure, sure. Was your family pretty happy?
Yeah, they was pretty happy. Mm-hmm. They met me. Well, we got off Mole Bridge. They stopped and let us off in Selby. Which they usually didn't stop at. Mm-hmm. And they was up there to meet me.
Okay. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add this morning?
I don't think so. I can't think of anything right now.
Okay. Well, sir, thank you for your time today.
And thank you for...
It's been an honor to talk with you, sir. Thanks for your service, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that.